Do you guys have any questions or things you want to talk about?
There's a question right over there.
That's a good one today. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Which comes first, the music or the words? And I know my answer is it's best when they come together at one time. But like the first song I sang, for instance, that one had a melody for a long time, and I couldn't figure out what it was about. And I finally figured out that it was really hard to write the words to it because it never really, it never goes to the one chord, it always goes to the four chord. It stays on the four chord, it ends on the four chord, it never goes home. And when I finally got the lyric, it was about a guy who was homeless, and that makes sense. So that was how that one came out. But I like them when the words come, like with a musical motif, that there's words that fit right with that rhythmically and even melodically. Sometimes when you hear people talk, they talk up and down, like one melody and that kind of stuff. Anyway.
Sometimes it starts just with an idea for a good song, you know, a line that suggests itself as a title, or something that's suggestive enough of a title to where there's a story there, something intriguing. So sometimes it unpacks itself that way. But I think the words and the music thing, the chicken and the egg thing, it happens both ways on occasion. Sometimes you'll hear a riff or a motif. Motif is a nice word for a lick. Seems more musical.
And I think especially, I think with all three of us, we also, once in a while, will write an instrumental, you know? And, you know, or sometimes we'll just have words first. And also I think really the first thing is the inspiration, you know? And wherever that leads you, whether it's into lyrics or into a tune or to just be really nice to your partner that evening. Whatever the inspiration is, that seems to be the source of it. And wherever it shows up, wherever it leads, can go anyway from there.
I find it like it's worth waiting for those. If you don't get the words, it's worth waiting for them. Because a good example of that is Yesterday by the Beatles, Paul McCartney and John Lennon. I think the original title to that was Scrambled Eggs. And he didn't know what it was about, and it took a while, and then they got the lyric, and it's Yesterday now, and that's we're glad he waited.
And the converse story to that, Paul had that melody, what Jim just said, Scrambled Eggs, that's all he had, he knew, we didn't know what it turned out to be Yesterday, but on the converse story, that's Paul Simon writing a song, and he couldn't come up with a great title, so he just used the word Kodachrome. And then in the end, he decided, oh hell, it'll be Kodachrome. But it didn't make any sense originally.
When you're in process on a song, you know, you've got part of a song, how do you record that when it's like partial? Do you take that, do you write it down, or do you just try to remember it? What's your process on that?
Well, I have basically a studio down in my basement that I don't know how to run. And so I actually use a little $20 Radio Shack cassette that's by the piano if I'm going to put it down on tape, because I know how to run that. But otherwise, I can make notations on the piece of paper, basically number system stuff for me, just so I can remember the chords and the general melody in case I forget. But I have a pretty good memory of chords, structure, whatever stuff, and melody. Plus, I sing it forever. When I'm working on a song, it's just, I'll sing it, you know, for hours, trying to work on it and trying to look at it in lots of different ways. And really, by the time that process is over, you know, I kind of know it, really. But I do have the $20 machine if all fails. The story. That song I wrote was actually in college in a poetry class, creative writing workshop kind of thing. Most of those lyrics showed up in a poem. that I turned in class, and you know, whatever the it was an assignment in college, basically. And it was after that that I mean, it didn't rhyme or any of that kind of stuff, but after that it just looked like, geez, I can make a song out of this, you know, and chop it up a little bit, and you know. So that one actually started as a poem turned into a college writing class. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
What grade did you get?
He didn't grade in there, you know, it was like, not really, you know. I guess we all got it, B pluses or something. Hey, could I have a little more guitar?